from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of Judon saying, get me the hell out of here? Was this a decision of the Patriots saying, get me the hell out of here? Was this decided during the sit-down opt-out at that night that, go, hey, we'll try our best, okay? We understand what you're seeing. We feel the same way. We're trying to build a culture. We'll send you out of here. We don't know, but we do know the Atlanta Falcons picked up an incredible player for a third-round pick.
Part of the Patriots offseason, the trade of Matthew Judon. Jeremy and Joe, get some more calls in a moment. Some quarterback ideas, some wide receiver ideas on the phone lines. Right to your calls after we check in with Evan Lazar on the Patriots. Their preseason includes, trading some players and watching a quarterback battle as well. Evan, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Of course, guys. How you doing?
So the Judon deal, is there any bit of a bitter pill now hearing that he's just going to play on that and not sign a new contract? Because the idea was he wanted a contract, and now he's willing to kind of roll the dice with a different team.
Yeah, you know, he had said when he was here that he would play on his current contract. He was just disgruntled about it, and I don't think that's really much of a change in tune, I wouldn't say, from him. But I think the biggest thing that they had to look at with Judon, and this is something that we've been talking about on our shows for months, is Matthew Judon at 32 years old going to be a part of the next great Patriots team? You know, next time the Patriots are truly a playoff contender, is Matthew Judon's window line up with the Patriots contending window? And the answer has always been no to me. So I was a little surprised that we even made it this far with this situation, and maybe the proximity to the start of the regular season almost makes this more of a head scratcher from the outside looking in than it was if, let's say, it happened in March when we kind of knew that this was going to come to a head all the way back then. So as much as it would be great to have Judon on the team for 2024, realistically, they were not going to be a playoff team this way one way or another. So they get another pick for next year and try to add to that war chest for Elliott Wolf.
Yeah, no, it makes sense to me. I mean, 32-year-old for a team that's rebuilding, and you got a day two pick for it. But value-wise, quickly, like that was fine, right? Like third-round pick. Like the player might be better than that, but the age and the one-year contract, I feel like third-round pick was about as good as you could do.
Yeah, and you have to also remember that he's coming off a season-ending injury last year, too. He only played really three games. I mean, he played three games in a quarter of the game against Dallas. So it was a situation where a lot of people were projecting like a day three pick, like a fourth or a fifth rounder. So the fact that it came in as a third rounder, people around here were pretty happy about that. I mean, the Patriots were pretty happy about it, I can tell you that. that they were able to get that pick. So they got a desperate team in Atlanta who's trying to win now and is desperate for pass rush, and it sort of worked out in that way for them.
Evan Lazar of Patriots.com. When it comes to the preseason and the next big question, it's about quarterback. And Drake May's performance in that second game, I watched a lot of that game and came away feeling the same way a lot of Patriots fans, I feel like, have come away. And that's, I think he looked pretty good and should get in as soon as possible. He is, of course, facing one of those scenarios, Evan, where it's, do they have enough around him for him to grow in the right way? And where do you land on that?
Yeah, that's the number one question to me right now is, if you put him in there behind an offensive line that might have some question marks and a receiving group that's better, I would say, but still not great, you risk the fact that his confidence can be shot. You risk shell shock, you know, if he gets hit a bunch behind that line. And those things are concerning. But I think the one thing that we saw in the preseason game, what we've seen in the last handful of practices too, is that he is himself a difference maker. And I don't know if he's going to be Josh Allen. I'm not trying to say that. I know people in Buffalo right now listening to this, they're like, listen to this Patriots homer saying he's going to be Josh Allen. But you guys know all well there that when you have a quarterback that has that type of athleticism and arm talent and just the physical traits, that all of a sudden everything around him starts to look a little bit better because he's making the plays, right? And that's a big thing when I look at with Drake May, is that this offense is just starving for somebody that's different, you know, someone that has that ability to be dynamic and be a playmaker. And his arm and his deep ball ability and also his mobility, which we saw in that touchdown run and also on some of the scramble plays that he had in the preseason game, they haven't had anything like that in a while around here where you say, okay, that guy is a difference maker in this offense. And maybe everything around him starts to look just a little bit more, I guess, you know, makes more sense. I don't even know what the word is, just like, you know, functional, I think is the best word. He is in there instead of Jacoby Brissett. If Jacoby Brissett plays a lot this season for the Patriots, it's going to look a lot like it has the last couple years on offense. They're going to struggle. If Drake May is in there, it might have some ups and downs because he's a rookie, but at least the ups are going to be a little bit more exciting.
Do you think they will play him early in the season or even week one? Like how far along does he have to go, you think, between now and the next couple of weeks to actually be their week one starter? Or do you even think that's in play?
Well, honestly, I don't think it's really too much in play yet because we haven't really seen it in practice. Like they haven't really had him practice with the ones at all, with ones, against ones. You know, he hasn't really done that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He's had a couple of like walkthrough periods where he'll get snaps from David Andrews, their starting center, but it really hasn't been much. And so if I just have to go by the eye test now, maybe they're fooling us all, which they did kind of in 2021 with Cam Newton and Mac Jones, honestly. So maybe Jerod Mayo is taking a Bill Belichick lesson here about how to fool the media into thinking that it's, you know, one thing when it's actually another. But in general, I just can't see that in practice. And I would also just say, you know, their opening month to the regular season is a pretty difficult schedule. We have, you know, at Bengals, Seahawks, at Jets, at San Francisco to start the first month of the year. So would it behoove the Patriots to have Drake May hold the clipboard for a month, to watch Jacoby Brissett prepare like a pro for a game, and you know, just kind of go through the motions with Jacoby Brissett for a couple of weeks, and then maybe get him in there in the month of October when they have a couple of home games and things like that? That's sort of where I'm trending. I think week five at home against Miami, it's a home game, it's a 1 o'clock game, it's a nice kind of cushiony landing spot for him where you're not feeding him to the wolves right away.
Yeah, four straight home games starting that week.
Nice.
In Miami.
And Evan, they'll see the Bills in like a year.
I'm thinking we should definitely see May by week 16 and 18, right? Because it's weird how that ended up.
Yeah, I would definitely think so. And that's where I've been at with it the whole time. You know, and this was before the draft. So I don't mean to come off as somebody that's just a honk, but like with Drake May, all these pre-draft debates were that he was going to be a project that was going to have to sit for a year or maybe even go the Jordan Love route of sitting multiple years before he was ready to play. And I just never really saw it that way. I thought a lot of his issues that he had in college were what I would call like micro level issues, where they're just little minutiae here and there that with his footwork and his drop back timing and things like that, that like can be fixed, you know, with good coaching and with all the quarterback coaches and private coaches and all that stuff that we have nowadays in the NFL. I really felt like a lot of his footwork issues were going to be fixed in one off season, and that wouldn't be a major concern. So I've always thought that he would start the majority games for the Patriots. Maybe we didn't see that right away in training camp. It was a little bit of a learning curve for him. But now towards the end of camp, we're starting to see it. And if he plays well on Sunday against the Commanders in that preseason finale, it's going to be awfully tough for Jerod Mayo to keep him off the field.
Thanks, Evan.
All right. Thanks, Evan.
No problem, guys.
Evan Lazar, Patriots.com. On the Western Hotline. Quickly, Kevin and Elm before the break. Hey, Kevin.
Yes, good morning. Hi. I was calling about what Brandon Bean did with the draft. I see Kansas City with Worthy. You win with speed. Now, they had Tyreek Hill at one time. This is what they got now with Worthy. Why didn't Bean draft Worthy instead of Coleman? That was a big mistake.
Well, time will tell on that. I do wonder, though, on that, if Worthy does succeed, you might get a lot that say he still would not have been the right fit for what the Bills wanted. Right? Because wide receiver's about fit. And for what the Bills wanted, they wanted a big guy. They wanted a catch radius guy that could post up a little bit and win. But they want size. They wanted size at the position. So
isn't natural, obvious, whatever you want, counterpoint to that, that the Chiefs weren't really a fit either. They had just signed Marquise Brown, right?
I don't think you can make a case the Chiefs aren't a fit because the Chiefs think he's a fit. Who would argue? I mean, you're arguing against
them.
Okay,
so then I would say, why don't the Bills think he's a fit?
They didn't like it.
Why do the Chiefs think he's more of a fit for their offense than the Bills would have thought for their offense? Like, to me, that is the reason.
It's the same reason that the Jaguars thought Brian Thomas Jr. was a better idea than Xavier Worthy. The same reason that the Niners thought Ricky Pearsall's a better idea than Keon Coleman. The same idea the Bills thought Coleman's better than Leggett. Like, guys, they're going to like who they like, right? I mean,
I think you just take the better football player.
Well, that's what they did. They took the guy they think is the better football player.
The Chiefs?
Every one of these teams took the guy they think is the better player. Time will tell on who's right.
Are we sure?
The Chiefs think Worthy's better than Coleman.
Right.
The Bills think Coleman's better than Worthy for what they do.
That's what I mean, though, for what they do.
Yeah.
Take that out of it.
You can't take that out of it.
Yeah, you can. If you have a great player, then you make your offense work to that player.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that. I mean, I understand that there's going to be – you should take as many great players as possible, but there's still going to be fits. They're going to be defensive tackles that are not the kind of defensive tackle you want. You know, whether it's a three technique, this technique, that edge, edge rushers. Who's better in a 3-4 versus a 4-3? The Bills run two linebacker sets, a nickel corner. Do I want the best nickel corner in the league if I don't put a nickel corner on the field 90% of the plays? Like, you know, that matters.
But it's not, man. This will be a thing all year for me. If they think Coleman is going to play the role that they've been talking about for him because that is what they wanted for him and they thought he was the best player at that type of stuff, outside, X position, like, I don't know. I think they might have another thing coming.
803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. Steve on the other side, we'll get to your call. Keep rolling here. It's a fall-like Tuesday, a low high today of 65, which could match a record, the lowest high for August 20th. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.